In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is truth? Pontius Pilate asked Jesus that question a few hours before his crucifixion. Jesus told Pilate that he came to bear witness to the truth, saying that everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. But Pilate wasn't interested. Kind of annoyed, he reveals what he thinks about the ability to discover truth in this life. He thinks it's silly. And we see a similar attitude in our time. Objective truth is on trial again. The secular opinion is that truth is created in the heart of man. This leads to a diversity of perspectives on life with no unifying foundation. How does a society function when truth is based on individual opinion? What is truth when truth can be different from person to person? When there can be more than one truth, how can there be unity? In our epistle reading from Ephesians chapter 5, Paul shows that Christian teaching upholds objective truth when he talks about the manner of life of the Ephesians. He says that they were once a people living in darkness, apart from faith in Jesus. But now they have heard the word of God, they have been baptized into Christ, and so he calls them light of the Lord. In verses 8 and 9, he says, "Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true." Paul teaches that once an individual comes to faith in Jesus, that person knows not only what is true, but also what is right and good. So today, let's look into these three fundamental virtues and see how they define what it means to walk as children of light. To walk as children of light means that we should walk in a way consistent with all that is good, right, and true. First, we should walk in a way consistent with all that is good. As the Bible makes clear, God alone is good. He is the source of good, that is, of all moral excellence and purity. Paul teaches the Ephesians that by baptism and faith in Christ, they have been brought out of spiritual blindness, and now they can see what good is. Before they knew Jesus, the Ephesians did not know. They were lost in their lives, lived in pursuit of worldly things, which was not good. But the prophets, apostles, and Jesus himself brought the world news from this good God that, of course, came to be called good news. That the true God forgives and saves through the atoning sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. Because of Christ's suffering and death for the sins of the world, the Ephesians were able to go from unbelief to belief, from darkness to light, from bad to good, from the pursuit of worldly things to Christian virtue. Look at the world around us today. Who is seeking what is morally excellent? Who is seeking what is objectively good? The basis for much decision making in popular culture is subjective. That means it comes from within the human heart. What we hear today is, I will do whatever seems good to me. It seems silly to the unbeliever to seek what is good from outside of self, because a moral life based on an objective ethic does not necessarily satisfy the flesh or fill the bank accounts. In fact, it may do the opposite. For example, some Christians have quit their jobs in order to separate themselves from immoral decision making. Other Christians have remained and spoken out for the cause of what is good and receive harsh treatment in return. Nevertheless, Paul teaches that walking as children of light is to seek good that God has taught and shown. And not only what is good, but also what is right. We should walk in a way consistent with all that is right. Just as God alone is good, it is also true that God alone is right. When Paul teaches the Ephesians to pursue what is right, he's teaching them to pursue justice and righteousness according to a God that is just, gracious, and merciful. God is entirely right to judge and sentence a sinner harshly, but his judgments are not made with hostile force and cold indifference. Rather, his justice is sought when he shows amazing grace as he announced the gift of his son Jesus for the sake of the lost sinner. Therefore, our God is not a judge from whom we should flee, but he is one to whom we should run. Paul says in Romans chapter 3, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." It is this good and right God who has brought sinners from darkness to light, and in so doing has called them to do what is right. Knowing the righteous God, the Ephesians are now giving a very clear understanding of what it means to walk as children of light in all that is right. This walk is going to be consistent with justice and mercy, with sound judgments and compassionate decrees, with attention to the law of God, and also a focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Understanding what is right in the light of the Lord, the Ephesians are now giving a standard to live. When Paul tells them in verse 10, "Try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord," they should realize that this is something that they can do. Knowing this God and his disposition toward them, they can know and learn day by day what is pleasing to him. And knowing what is pleasing to God will help them in exposing the opposite, the things that do not please him. The knowledge of what is good and right will go a long way for the Ephesians in helping them live out their Christian calling. But Paul speaks one more virtue in verse 9 that will help them even more. And that which is true. We should walk in a way consistent with all that is true. The language of truth is also seen throughout Scripture, but it's especially clear as it relates to Jesus. Truth is one of the themes of the Gospel of John, and he, starts his book talking about Jesus being full of grace and truth. Jesus himself says in John 14, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The scriptures make it clear. God alone is the source of all truth. And if the world is to know truth, then it must know Jesus Christ, the truth of God incarnate. Paul says that walking as children of light must include walking in the truth. That is, in the facts and realities of life. How does one walk in truth? Or live in reality or understand the facts of life? Jesus answered these questions again in John chapter 8, saying, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The word of God is one of the means that the Holy Spirit works to bring people from darkness to light. It is God's word through the preaching of Paul that led the Ephesians away from what was unfruitful, dark, and shameful. God's word exposed the dark ways of the unbelievers so that they could see and live in the light of the truth. What a struggle we have in our day with debates over what is true and real. Truth has been so obscured that we get so frustrated even thinking about the ways. A boy calls himself a girl. A girl calls himself a cat. An unborn child is called a product of conception. Standing up for your beliefs is called bigotry, and on and on. It has become increasingly clear that the Christian faith and Christian worldview are under assault by what is false and dark. The world today is living in a very similar way of the Ephesians before they were brought into the light of Christ. But Paul's words in our epistle reading are for the Christians. He's not barking at the unbelievers. He is exhorting God's people in Christ. He is calling and reminding and teaching them and teaching you and me to live out our rightful calling and walk in the light of the Lord that he clearly made known to us in Holy Scripture. The calling that Paul spoke to the Ephesians was not based in the mind of man, but in the mind and will of God, who creates, redeems, and sanctifies. He exhorts the Ephesians to consider their walk and to be wise in their day, knowing that the days are evil, and that Satan will ever continue to attack those who confess Jesus as Lord. Though virtue remains on trial today in our world, in our society, and the question, what is truth, continues to ring from generation to generation, we have received a word from the only reliable source of wisdom and knowledge of life. The triune God, who is himself good, right, and true, has given us his Son to die on the cross so that we might have these virtues illuminated before our eyes. Not only that, but the Son of God has brought us into his marvelous light by baptism into his name, that we might not only know virtue, but also live virtuous lives. Like the Ephesians, may we boldly cling to the word of Christ and pursue what is good, right, and true in our day, to to the glory of God and in service to our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.